Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to talk about what to do when a colleague's personal life impacts their professional behavior, which I feel like happens all the time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right? We're just one big mess usually. So our first question involves an employee whose boss is going through a nasty divorce.
Uh-huh.
And our second question concerns a boss who discovers that two of his star employees are having an affair.
Ooh.
I know. I love that,
They're spicy topics.
Both of those situations are rather tricky, wouldn't you say?
Oh, always, but they're the spice of life.
And the office life.
Yeah, I mean, just because somebody's going through these things doesn't mean they don't bring it to work. Mm. They do bring it to work. This is, you know.
Yes,
it's happened. So, Logan, what's question number one?
I work at a large federal government agency in the compliance division. I really like my job, and I've enjoyed a great relationship with my supervisor, who has been both a mentor and a manager to me during the past 5 years. He's recently become completely disengaged from work. He's never around. When he is around, he's irritable and impatient. I know that he's going through a bitter divorce, and I wish I could help. In the meantime, however, we have no leadership, and I'm doing his job. I'm starting to feel resentful and burnt out. I also fear that things are falling through the cracks. What should I do?
It's really tough.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he likes his boss. This is not a bad person, just going through a bad time.
Right.
But how long does it take to get divorced?
It takes a long time.
I know. That's the problem.
It takes about a year minimum.
At least.
Yeah.
And then there's, you know, the period going into it, anticipating it, and there's the period after.
Yeah.
This could go on for 2 years.
It could. Yeah. And it sounds like it's already probably been going on for several months, right?
But the problem is if you are a really good star employee, you will pick up the slack. You will end up doing their job, your job, and everything in between. And then you are going to burn out. So it's
and
a really good question.
Good.
No,
it is
not.
A very good question. You know, I was looking at, we have sometimes called this kind of boss absentee, and in Working For You Isn't Working For Me, one of my favorites, we refer to this as the checked out boss.
Yeah. Yeah. And they do check out.
Yeah.
And they really don't even know because they're so stressed out about their life. They don't even know what's going on.
Right. So it could be you have a relative who's very sick, or you yourself have a medical problem or a substance abuse problem.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you're going through a messy divorce like this person, or you're struggling as a parent with some other, you know, there's so many ways that this can manifest, right?
Yes.
Or things that can cause a checked out or absentee boss.
So to the person writing this question, I have a couple of things I think you could do. One is I think you could ask other people in the department to help you to step up to the plate so that it's not all on you.
That was on my list too.
And look at my list?
No, I've just been working with you long enough.
You know what I'm going to say. And the other thing is, I think you could go to the boss and not accuse them of being checked out, because that doesn't usually work. We should discuss that. What do you do with them? But I think you could go and say, there seems to be a lot of work and I'm approaching burnout. Can we hire some freelancers?
Ask for some help.
Yeah, see if there's a budget to hire some consultants or just people part-time or even get interns. Just see if there is money for extra help.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think both of those are really smart ideas. And what we would say normally is that you'd try to manage up your boss, but it's very hard to manage up when there's nothing to manage, right? Or no one to manage when they're not around and you're basically being neglected. So getting help for you is a great starting point.
So should they approach this boss and say, look, you know, I need you here. Like, what should they do? Because I don't think so. That never works.
I need you here.
You seem to be checked out. You can't really say that to your boss.
Well, can you go to your boss and say, hey, I've noticed that you're going through a bit of a tough time. What's going on? Is that acceptable? Especially if this...
I mean,
it sounds like this question asker is semi close to there.
Yeah.
They were a mentor and their boss. So.
Right. Chances are it's not a mystery. Like you wouldn't even have to say it seems like you're going through a tough time. But it's a good point of can you point out, look, I know you're going through a tough time.
Just professionally, right? Because then that's kind of crossing and
boundary. If you had a really conscious employer, you know, a boss. Really conscious boss, then I would think that they would recognize this and come to you. You know, and say something. But if it's gone this far and they haven't said anything.
Well, you know what, Kathy? A lot of times people who are in crisis are not aware of the degree
of the
to which they're checked out.
Right.
Correct. And same with someone who's depressed or someone who's really struggling. I do think that there's some value of bringing awareness that what you're doing is having an impact on the rest of us. Mm-hmm. And you could say something to the effect of, I know you're under a lot of stress and I appreciate what you're able to do, but here's the problem we have here, you know, that we need more help.
Yeah.
Something not too specific, but pretty direct.
Right, and you'll see what happens.
You will see what happens.
I mean, I think you have to know the audience. You have to know who this person is if you can do that.
Yes.
If they're open to that kind of a conversation. Because some people get very defensive.
Right.
Right.
When you tell them that they're checked out and they're not ready to deal with that.
Yeah.
Well, or they also don't know that there's a fallout. They know that they're checked out, but they don't really...
Or they may feel defensive,
right?
That you know that you're not actually showing up and doing carrying your weight, but if someone points that out, then it's sort of the best defense is a good offense, right? So you push back because you are worried that you're not doing your fair
share. Yeah, so I think you have to be very careful.
Tread lightly.
But we've seen people go into burnout and really compensate for their bosses. And that's not fair, although it is many times the case where you do that and it is thankless.
Yes.
You don't really get anything out of it, but that's what you do.
So let's talk about, I actually was in a very similar situation. The individual I was working for was not getting a divorce, but she was running her business while trying to launch a business that I was running for her. Actually, that's how we met. And what I know to be true is that I had no idea how to balance. Like, I just thought I needed to work harder and harder. I was like the person asking this question. And I had always this impending feeling of doom because I didn't know what wasn't happening, right? Or what I wasn't covering. So again, in working for you as in working for me, the first thing we talk about is taking care of yourself a little bit, breathing, seeking professional guidance if you need it, and having healthy escapes, right? Trying to put some balance back in your life. It's not about working yourself to death.
Right.
Right. But if this person has a sense of high responsibility, which you did, then yes, that's good advice, but not maybe practical.
Well, I think it has to be practical because burning out is not going to help the situation.
Right,
either.
But there's more practical. I think what they really have to do is get other people on board.
Absolutely. Delegate the work.
Yeah, and somehow find other people to do some of it before they can then take care of themselves.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that I ended up doing with this individual, with the boss in this case, was I did say, I need to schedule one meeting with you, you know, and I needed to do this one meeting where I could at least say, you need to tell me the entire territory that we should be covering right now so that I know what is or is not being taken care of. And she was willing to do that.
You know, some people will say, I'm not, let my boss fail. But the problem with that, and I've seen a lot of people take that road, well, that's not my responsibility. They're checked out. That's their problem. I'm just going to let them fail. But that's your failure also. And it sometimes backfires. So it is, you do want to, if you can, get them on board. If you can't, you know, take some of these other ideas. But in general, somebody that checks out like that, I would move on. I would get another job. That's
so
me.
So let everyone fry in a way, right?
Everyone...
You jump ship and then someone's got to handle the
well, that when you leave, they have to figure something out.
Could you go to a higher up?
Yeah, that's a problem.
To a higher up, or would you think it would be more of a hindrance than a help?
I mean, I'm assuming you don't want to get this person in trouble because you know that, I mean, this is an opportunity. You could go to the boss and get their job. You know, you could get them fired, but that's, you know, not necessarily the right road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, we all go through periods. We all go through dark periods in life, and then we have to show up for work. So it's a tough one. This is really a tough one. You have to know who you're dealing with to know how to handle it. We don't have enough
information.
It sounds like this person is loyal.
Very loyal. Very.
And that's, you know, so that they want to do it in a way they know this person's going to come back eventually.
Right.
They are going to come back.
Well, and that's the thing, is part of the thing you can do for yourself is something of a reality check, right? So in this case, how far is this person through the divorce? Not that you need to know the exact measurement, but like to have a realistic timeline of how long this will go on. Or is it someone who's just checked out, period, right? Because there are those kinds of bosses.
Right. Mm-hmm. There are bosses that just stop working.
Yeah. In which case, remember we worked at a place where the woman was trading stock?
But I have other clients that deal with this, that people in high positions can be checked out and get away with it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they get away with it for a really long time because they know how to do the bare minimum and go play under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
And that really hurts the people below them, but they don't care. And it happens a lot.
Yeah, and it can make you really angry.
Yes.
Right? So you might want to act out in one way or another.
Right.
Or you could rally the troops, rally your forces, and say, okay, how are we going to manage this situation?
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if I've said this before, but the workplace isn't fair.
I think you may have said that once or twice before. So, and I don't know if I've said this before, but you matter more than your job.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Your well-being.
Your well-being, exactly.
Yeah,
your
health. I mean, we always say, when we were running around talking about working with you is killing me, the question, Logan, that would always come up is, when do you know it's time to leave your job? Mm-hmm. Besides that you've got, you know, an absentee boss. And we would say, when your health starts to suffer, it's time to start looking.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not worth it, right? Nothing is really worth that.
Right. So if anyone's out there really having a workplace illness, too much stress, high blood pressure, all of the things that go to stressed out, you know, working too hard, it may be time to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is not really a solvable situation, but it is something that there are things you can do.
Yeah. So we have these ideas. One is to distribute the workload as best you can to others. The other is to go and talk to your boss when he or she shows up and ask for additional resources. Mm-hmm. And the third would be just to go and say, I know you're under a lot of stress, but we need to meet and at least look at the overall landscape and see what needs to get done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, well, let's take a quick commercial break and come back and talk about the workplace affair.
Love.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. So, Logan, what's our next question?
I manage a sales team at a prestigious pharmaceutical company, and I find myself in a strange situation. At a recent conference, I saw two of my top salespeople come out of the same hotel room. These individuals are both married, and I've met their spouses. One of them has invited me to her family's holiday party. I don't know whether I should say anything to these two employees. Any thoughts?
What do you think? I think this is the spice of the workplace. I love this.
Romance.
Yeah, this happens a lot.
So don't say anything to them, but say something to all your coworkers.
Tell all your friends.
Send out a mass email.
Yeah, these are those. Okay. I mean, basically, where I come out of this is it's none of your business.
No.
Unless
it's true.
Affecting work performance, right?
It's true. It's none of your business, except for the voyeurism aspect of it. It's really
the excitement of it all.
Yeah, it's really not your business. But I think that there is a conversation that a boss could have. Because if you caught them or you saw them, other people will see it too. They're clearly not being
so about that. Discretion.
I think that there's a discretion conversation to be had, and I would have it separately and just say, look, I just want you to know that I did see you both coming out of this room. I don't really care, but others may.
Uh-huh. Right.
So your secret's safe with me, even though I would prefer not knowing this secret. So just be more careful. Discretion, discretion is important. You're married.
And I'll see you at your family party.
And let me know. Exactly. Yeah, let me know
let
when
me know
the
what
I'll bring that lasagna next week.
The problem is it may also open up the door for them to come to you and want to talk to you about it, you know. Uh-huh. So you just have to make it clear that you know something and that they're not being discreet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Keep it very simple. There are some companies that prohibit this kind of thing. Right?
There are people that have it in the handbook and you can get fired. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what, yeah. And it's not just men and women. It's men and men and women. And it's just, you know, yes, they try. Well, the one thing they can enforce is clients. You know, you can't
have sex with our clients.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's kind of...
Oh, that's so picky, isn't it, though?
Well, but it could hurt business. So
oh, yeah.
Employees, yeah. We don't care.
Trying to seal the deal. What's the problem?
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's true. It could be good for business.
Could be very tricky. Actually, I once did have a brief dalliance at a...
You did?
Workplace.
Where?
Oh, my goodness.
Where? Who? You?
Well,
this didn't really happen. What are you talking about?
I did.
When?
I was working at a gay health center, and I was one of two token heterosexuals. And so, you know.
The other heterosexual, and you had an affair? Well, it wasn't an affair. You were single.
It was barely. It was just a fling. It was a workplace fling.
It was a fling.
And it wasn't really a good idea.
What is a fling?
A fling.
For you, what was
that? It means that I was dumped shortly after we got together.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't.
Did you go all the way? Did you have sex with
me? I will not divulge that.
She is a lady.
I don't know the extent of it. All right.
All fair.
So he
my crazy office after dark.
Huh?
He dumped you?
Well, yeah. I mean, the whole thing was there were so many things wrong with it. I should have been married, or it would have been better if we were both taken. But he had just broken off with someone. And so,
rebound.
He was looking for love in all the wrong places. And I was vulnerable. I'd been surrounded by gay men and lesbian women for, you know, mm-hmm. a year. Mm-hmm. So
was it any good?
It was fun for the brief period that it lasted.
How long did it last?
Very brief.
What? Just once?
A day.
No, sort of two encounters. But then, you know, and then it was like, well, we work together, so we shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just want to let people know that if you are doing this, which I don't care, other people know.
That's right.
That's right.
It's actually not that hard to see.
Yeah, to pick up on the vibe.
Well, the way you look at that person or that you're missing at the same time or, you know, it gets figured out. You really have to be very, very discreet if you don't want it figured out. So just want to put that out there so that people know that everyone knows.
You think you're being sneaky, but
you're not. Everyone knows.
Well,
everyone
especially
knows. So they
in
suspect.
This day and age, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we had an experience where someone saw a text of two coworkers.
Of course, right. You have texts now, emails, all your social media stuff. Yeah. Everything's interconnected.
In a way, there are too many avenues for you to be discovered.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Don't you think? For one to be
I think it's just obvious energetically.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You don't even need to use social media. You just can see.
I think it's pretty obvious.
But it's not success.
Well, it's not obvious to everybody. But I think, and first of all, that's the kind of information that spreads really fast.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. It does, and then it's hard to live down.
Yeah.
What do they call it? Water cooler conversation? Right?
Exactly.
Hot water cooler conversation.
So, I mean, I personally think it's not the smartest thing in the workplace. I think, I think that, you know, you have a whole life where you can meet people and, you know, we always say date for a long time before it gets intimate work, just in case.
Yes. Although situations like this, I can completely understand because
chances are,
and they've probably been traveling many road together. There's an
Working
intimacy.
Projects together.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is possible. I mean, it's possible sex happens. So it's possible, you know, that this can happen, but that doesn't mean you have to act on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, you do, Kathy.
No, obviously
Bite those
you
urges.
do. I actually never have. I mean, I've thought about
it. No, it's nothing, Kathy.
I've never acted. I have wanted to, but I have never acted it acted out in the workplace. I just have always felt that, you know, that old saying, don't shit where you eat.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
It's true. It's really true, though, that you don't. I've cared so much about my professional life that mm-hmm. I've never wanted to. I mean, there's so many things that go wrong. Why do
Why
that?
Why soil the?
That's something that you have control over. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that the longer you wait, the less interesting it sometimes
becomes.
Well, that's
true, too.
Because I think when you act on these things on impulse, they usually go away also.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I will say that another time, a few years later.
Oh my God!
There was another situation that where I said, "No, this isn't a good idea," and that's really? Because I had learned through experience. I mean, often right. you have to have
I know you
one
then?
Experience. No,
well,
it's so my prior long? Incarnation, my wild.
So
days.
Since
wild
I've known you, since I've known you, it's been quite a number of years.
This is such a great ever, recording.
Has this ever happened? I want to know.
No. No, actually,
come on.
I was dating many people during the time that we
But have you
together.
Ever had a relationship with one of our clients?
No.
Really?
No, in fact, for a long time while I was dating, I would convert my dates that I didn't want to have a relationship into clients.
Clients.
Yeah,
right.
Many of our business groups were full of ex-dates.
Ex-potentials.
Yeah.
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 I've been married the whole time, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Daddy's so a committed woman.
That's right.
I just
a fine and pure woman.
Yes.
Well, no, it's just that he's that interesting to me. He actually interests me more than 90% of the population.
Yeah.
So it just hasn't happened. But mm-hmm. We once had somebody here I was attracted. Yes, I once did have a client I was attracted
here
to.
Here it comes. Here
I
it
did.
Comes.
I did. He
unraveling.
Was, he was so good looking.
Oh,
that,
I remember
Don't
this.
Say it. But he was so good looking that it was hard to be hard. In the same room.
Caught you off guard?
Anyway, I just saw on Facebook, we're Facebook friends, he got married.
How exciting.
And
congrats.
He is gorgeous.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy for him.
And glad that you restrained yourself.
He had no head. He was not getting anything from it. It was totally on my
Dud.
Side.
No vibes.
But see, this all just brings us to
the
point
truth.
That this,
that this happens.
This happens. It happens. And we're human and it's messy. And it is, I mean, it's really hard to witness, I think, because in my situation, in either case, was I or the other person married. That's very hard to see, I think, mm-hmm. for this individual,
it is
right?
Hard.
That this is someone he knows or she knows both the spouses. And that's tough.
But I think where we come out on this basically is it's none of your business.
Zip the lip. Right.
That's
what we say.
Just, yeah, it's really none of your business.
Right. Except, as you say, to let the individuals know in private that
right.
you're aware so they should be discreet to
right.
protect their professional reputations.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's it for this show.
Yes. And tweet us about your stories that concern personal problems or personal relationships in the workplace. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And please review us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. Don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.